Nolte, CNN's Don Lemon throws Rick Wilson, Wajahat Ali under the bus. By John Nolte on January 29, 2020. For some reason, CNN anti-Trump activist Don Lemon found it necessary to separate himself from comments made by never-Trump grift Rick Wilson and New York Times writer Wajahat Ali. And I say for some reason, because it makes no sense Lemon would feel the need to explain away his belittling of Trump supporters during a Saturday night segment on Lemon's own show. A segment where Trump supporters were ridiculed as illiterate rubes. Yes, the word rubes was actually used. And I say it makes no sense because CNN and Lemon have been belittling Trump supporters for years. Belittling us as Nazis and racists, as ignorant and haters, and this is a netphobe, for years. In fact, Lemon, who has been credibly accused of sexual assault, has gone so far as to praise the left-wing terrorist group Antifa, who make a habit of physically assaulting us rubes. I hope it goes without saying that I don't believe Lemon's excuse. Please. The idea he was laughing only at Wilson's lame Ukraine joke and didn't hear the 30 or so seconds of belittling that followed is almost certainly a lie, and an audacious one. Lemon wasn't laughing out loud. He was laughing silently and quietly, and in my experience, the earpiece everyone wears while on TV allows you to hear everything more clearly than the audience at home. So, since the 14 people who were watching that night heard every word, CNN's credibly accused sexual assaulter almost certainly did. Another reason to not believe Lemon is that that CNN clipped and proudly promoted the segment. Anyway, whatever the reason, one of the most shamelessly hateful anchors at the most shamelessly hateful cable channel in all of broadcast history felt the need to explain his way out of this. One final note that I have for you because this is personally important to me to address this. Ask anyone who knows me, they'll tell you, I don't believe in belittling people. Belittling anyone for who they are, for what they believe, or where they're from. During an interview on Saturday night, one of my guests said something that made me laugh. And while in the moment I found the joke humorous, and I didn't catch everything that was said. Just to make this perfectly clear, I was laughing at the joke and not at any group of people. But in doing so, he left his left-wing pals exposed. Both Wilson and Ali spent most of their Tuesday doubling, tripling, quadrupling and whatever comes after quadrupling. Sorry, I went to public schools, down on the very same belittling Lemon now says he finds so terribly wrong. So wrong in fact, he feels the need to audaciously lie about not participating in or even having been aware of any of it. Oh, you know what? Now that I've had a little time to think about it, I think I've figured out why Lemon threw Wilson and Ali went under the bus. This. They think you're a joke is the name of the Republican National Committee ad. And President Trump has already tweeted out video of the original CNN segment, while declaring Lemon the dumbest man on television, with terrible ratings, which is only half true. Yes, Lemon's ratings are terrible, laughably bad in fact, but Wolf Blitzer and Chris Cuomo are dumber than Lemon. You see, Lemon understands just how helpful his segment is to Trump politically, how revealing it is, not just to the elite media, but to the left in general. But a lot of people are misunderstanding why the segment is helpful, even those who support Trump. The belittling CNN segment doesn't help Trump because the president's supporters don't like to be ridiculed. That's not it at all, actually. In today's media and pop culture world, we're pretty immune to ridicule. No, it's something deeper than that. It's not that we don't want to be ridiculed, it's that we don't want to be ruled by these bigoted, narrow-minded monsters. As I mentioned Tuesday, the anti-Trump resistance and those Democrats who embrace it, like Lemon, Wilson, and Ali, remind me very much of another group of Democrats who declared themselves the resistance a half century ago. And I am of course talking about Democrat segregationists. Those Jim Crow Democrats who used bigotry and violence against blacks as a means to hold on to power in the face of the civil rights movement. Whether it's Selma, Alabama, in 1965, or CNN and CNN's Antifa allies today, Democrats have not changed. Whenever their power is threatened, Democrats turn to hate, bigotry, and violence. And their frustrations at losing power, at losing elections, reveals who they really are. We saw that in 1965 and we are seeing it again today. Just as Bull Connor, a Democrat, turned fire hoses on peaceful black people, Don Lemon's Antifa pals physically harass and assault peaceful Trump supporters. Just as Selma Mayor Joe Smitherman, a Democrat, referred to Reverend Martin Luther King as Martin Luther Coon during a nationally televised statement in 1965, Lemon's nationally televised segment refers to Trump supporters as rubes. The hate, the bigotry, the violence, the willingness to do anything in pursuit of power. This is the same Democrat Party that started a civil war to hold on to their slaves, that launched the Ku Klux Klan, that turned fire hoses on women and children. These are bad people and we do not want to be ruled by them. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.